You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and my guest today is Sarah Terry Kobo. She's a senior reporter at the Journal Record newspaper. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jacob.
Now, as part of the Trump administration and Republican Party tax cut package, the corporate tax rate has been slashed from 35% to 21%. Overall, did the tax reduction have the intended effect for Oklahoma's oil and gas companies?
Well, I guess it depends on who you're asking. How companies accumulate taxes can either be considered a benefit or a liability. So for some oil companies, they had higher net income because they had a lower tax liability or fewer taxes to pay. But for others, they actually had to write down losses because of the way that those benefits had changed.
Well, let's go through some of the companies and what the lower corporate tax rate means to them. I mean, what are Chesapeake and Devon doing with the extra cash?
Well, there was a fairly consistent theme there, and that was paying down debt. Chesapeake, of course, has much more debt overall, with more than $9 billion. But Chesapeake CEO Doug Lawler says paying down debt reduces the interest expenses, which helps lower those costs further. Devon will also use that change in tax liability as a way to pay down debt. They want to have moderate growth in their oil production this year, and they expect to generate cash or not outspend what they make this year.
How about Continental Resources CEO Harold Hamm? Because I understand that company is run differently. How will Continental use the extra money?
Right. Well, Continental's executives and board have not made a formal decision yet on what they'll do with that reduced tax liability. But in general, in 2018, they also want to pay down debt, which can improve their credit rating. Continental is run a bit differently because Mr. Hamm and his family own a majority of the shares, about three quarters of all the stock. So that means their investors, which are the Hamms and other executives, aren't expecting short-term returns. So they can follow like a 10-year development plan because they're in it for the long haul.
Now, you didn't mention Sandridge in particular in your story, but of course, that company is in a transition period right now. The company's CEO was ousted earlier this month, and 80 employees were laid off on Monday. Sandridge lost $19 million in the last quarter. What are the options for a company like Sandridge to use this change in tax policy?
Well, the interim CEO, Bill Griffin, says he is planning to be conservative with his spending this year. And unlike all the others we mentioned, Sandridge has very little debt. That's because they came out of bankruptcy in October 2016. So they owe about $38 million on the building, but that's about it. Griffin didn't talk much about the tax change when he updated investors. His concern was outlining the new direction for the company.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those Sandridge layoffs for just a moment. The company laid off nearly a third of its workforce at its office in Oklahoma City. I mean, what does this mean for the company moving forward?
It's a really hard question. The workforce is a fraction of what it was a few years ago, and it has much less land leased and about half the reserves it had back in 2015. So Griffin is examining this offer that Mid-States Petroleum had a few weeks ago. Mid-States is based in Tulsa, and they asked Sandridge to buy them out. Both companies have a significant amount of wells in the Mississippi Lime Play. That's the basin in northern Oklahoma with an extraordinary amount of salty wastewater compared to other places. The wells in the Mississippi Lime are the ones that are leading the decline in how much oil and gas Sandridge has in its reserves. Then Griffin says he wants to increase oil and gas production in the Stack, that's northwest Oklahoma, and in Colorado. So we'll see.
We've been talking today with Sarah Terry Kobo. She's a senior reporter at the Journal Record newspaper. Sarah, thank you so much.
It's great to be here, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.